So we are reading from 10th chapter, text number 23, Bhagavad Gita, translation. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and the Rakshasas, I am Lord of Wealth, Kubera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire. And of the mountains, I am Meru. Repeat. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of all the Yaksha and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kubera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire, Agni. And of the mountains, I am Meru. Purport. There are 11 Rudras, of whom Shankara, Lord Shiva, is predominant. He is the incarnation of Supreme Lord in charge of the mode of ignorance in this universe. Among the demigods, Kubera is the chief treasurer and is the representation of the Supreme Lord. Meru is a famed mountain for its rich natural resources. We'll read one more sloka. Purodasancha mukhyamam vidhiparda brahaspatim senani nam aham skanda Sarasa Masmi Sagara. Of Brahmas, who Arjuna know me to be the chief Brahaspati, the Lord of Devotion. Of generals, I am Skanda, the Lord of War. And of the bodies of water, I am the ocean. Indra is the chief demigod of the heavenly planets, is known as the king of the heavens. The planet in which reigns is called Indraloka. Brahaspati is Indra's priest. And since Indra is the chief of all kings, Brahaspati is the chief of all priests. And as Indra is the chief of all kings, similarly Skanda, the son of Parvati and Lord Shiva, is the chief of all military commanders. And of all bodies of water, the ocean is the greatest. These representatives of Krishna only give hints of his greatness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnana Jnana Salakhayam Tukshuru Nuritam Jnana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jnana Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Svapadabhata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivatadi Gaurav Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So generally, people in this world, like frog in the well, they try to understand everything with their tiny experience, with their tiny intelligence. And the tiny knowledge. But as you can read from Vedic literature, we are getting to know many, many things which may be necessary to us or maybe not necessary to us. Necessary to us, those who are inquisitive, they want to know what is what. And not necessary for us, people who want to be devotees of God, they don't have to know so many things. There is so much. Our life may be short of getting to learn all these things. Just like if you have a notebook, and then when you have to write, you will plan that the notebook is limited by its pages. You want to write down what is important for you, like in your diary. You write telephone numbers. So you go by priority basis. Is it necessary that I note this telephone number or not? You note down the numbers that are essential for you. So there is what is called details and essentials. So if you want details, there is a detailed knowledge. But if you have no time, if you are not intelligent, or you want the essence, gist, then we give a talk, a lecture, instead of big, big talks, people ask, what is the point? So why Krishna is saying so many things here? Of the Rudras and Shiva, of the Yakshas and the Rakshasas and Kubera, of the Vasus. So we are so foolish that this world is going on without any management. That is our intelligence. How can anything go on without an arrangement and a control and supervision? Everything in our knowledge, it is an arrangement, and there is someone in control. So similarly, when we read that this world has so many departments, when we say 33 million demigods, we think this must be some myth. But if you know how big is this universe, there are three levels, Adholok, Madholok, and Urdholok, which we call lower planetary systems, middle planetary systems, and upper planetary systems are Patal, Bhulok, and Swargalok. And then in every lok, there are unlimited planets. So how everything is going on, how the justice systems are in place, nothing is out of control. In many times, when things grow and grow, it becomes difficult for us to manage. Like when you are only 10-15 devotees, lot of personal touch and getting to know everything. But when the institution grows, then things tend to become impersonal. No one has time. But that is not good management. Good management means there are crores and millions of people, and everyone is important in this world, and everyone needs care and attention. But because I cannot give everyone the time and attention, so if I am a good manager, then I make an arrangement. So that no one feels out of place. That's what is Krishna. Krishna is dealing with unlimited living entities in these countless universes. But we are all saying how Krishna is taking care of each one of us, is it? Like you feel, yes, Krishna is taking care of me. This is God. Human beings, because we are very limited, sometimes you may be a little frustrated, you may be a little dissatisfied. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is capable. He is omnipotent. There is no limits to the potencies of Krishna. And that's why Krishna is exhorting, Krishna is advising. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Don't worry, do not fear. You just surrender unto me. I will protect you, I will deliver you. How Krishna does that? It may not fit into our tiny brain. But here Krishna is giving an idea. Like Krishna is seated in the heart of every living entity. No, how Krishna is all pervading, how Krishna is the beginning, middle and end. Krishna creates, Krishna maintains, Krishna annihilates. And Krishna creates and he enters, you know, as Karana Gadita Vishnu. He creates all these unlimited universes. And as Garbhadagsa Vishnu, he takes care of every universe, all universes, Karanadagsa Vishnu. And every universe, there is Garbhadagsa Vishnu. He is also completely to look into all the affairs. And then within the universe, as Kshiradagsa Vishnu, he is there in Svetadip, in milk ocean, in white island, Svetadip, he is there. And then he enters the heart of every living entity. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto. See how Krishna is capable, how Krishna is omniscient. So we are all fearful, we all have tensions and problems, and sometimes there is some solution, sometimes there is not. But if you take shelter of Tameva Saranam Gasya Sarva Bhavena Bharata, the 18th chapter, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ತಮೇವ ಶರಣಂ ಗಶ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಭಾವೇನ ಭಾರತ ತತ್ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಪರಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಇತಿ ತೇ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆಖ್ಯಾತ ಗುಹ್ಯಾದ್ವಿಹ ಧರ್ಮ ವಿಮೃತ ದಕ್ಷಣ ಯದೇಶ್ವರಿ ಪುರಾತ. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಮೋರ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಮೋರ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ I am seated in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma. That means everyone can take shelter of Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, the Super Soul, and attain supreme peace. And Krishna is saying, this is the most confidential knowledge. Itite jnanam akhyatam guhyad guhyataramaya. ವಿಮೃತೇಶೇಣ ಯದೇಶ ತದಾ ಕುರು. ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಯು, ದಿ ಚಾಯ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯುವರ್ಸ್. ವೆದರ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಜೆಡ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫಾಲಿಬಲ್, ಆರ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ you think you can take care of yourself. It is said, God knows you better than you know yourself, and God knows your needs more than you know your needs, because we are very limited. We don't know what is past, what is future, and so on. But Krishna says, ವೇದಾಹಂ ಸಮತೀತಾನಿ ವರ್ತಮಾನಾನಿ ತಾದಿನ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಾಣಿ ದಿಭೂತಾನಿ ಮಾಂತು ವೇದನ ಕಶ್ಯನ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಮ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಇಶಾದ್ವೇಷ ಸಮಸ್ತೇನ ದ್ವಂದ್ವಮೋಹೇನ ಭಾರತ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಿ ಸಮೋಹಂ ಸರ್ಗೇಯಾಂತಿ ಪರಂತಪ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ವೇಷ, because of raga and dvesha we are here in this world, and we are being tossed by the waves of material ocean. And if anybody falls in the ocean, however expert swimmer he may be, but that's all useless. You may swim a little river, little pond, but there is no one who can say, I will swim the entire ocean and reach the shores. Not possible. So for a living entity to cross this ocean of samsara, bhavasagar, bhavasagar means take birth, die, bhava. Take birth and die, saga. So it's endless. This taking birth and dying is endless process. But if you take shelter of Krishna, Bhagavatam describes, for a non-devotee, this world of samsara is insurmountable. But for a devotee, the same world of samsara, it becomes like a puddle of water, which is in the hoof print of a calf. Calf is a bachada. And when it walks, there's a little print. And then there's some water. So it doesn't take... Even a child can cross it, the puddle of water. So, for an individual person, it is impossible. Daivi hiyesha gunamayi mamamaya durateya mamyavaya prapadyanti mayam yatam tarantati. Without taking shelter of Krishna, no matter what you want, it is impossible. like we may do some things, someone may do more than us, and somebody may do something which is extraordinary, but there is no one who can cross this cycle of birth and death. There is no one who is not afraid of old age and death. We were reading in the morning from Bhagavatam also how old age is feared by anyone and everyone, how death is a very mind-shattering thing. When you think of death, all your plans, all your accumulations, all your connections, all your achievements, immediately you think, when I die, what will go with me? My followers, they come with me. My wealth, can I take it with me? Can they save me? Can they guarantee my next birth in a nice place? Nothing can help you except Tameva Saranam Gacha. Just because Krishna, like the fish are meant for swimming and dogs are meant for barking and donkeys are meant for taking loads, and human being is meant for devotional service. This is the special prerogative, this is the privilege. Like being in India you can do business, in India you can do all nonsense things, but what is the privilege of taking birth in India? The privilege of taking birth in India is that you can read Bhagavad Gita, you can accept Krishna as God. So it is easily known here, this culture, Vedic culture, it is there. So here we are getting a little idea how this universe is. It's not that Prabhupada made a comment. In the West, there is a superman holding atlas, very muscle man. What is that? Hercules. Very good. So Hercules is holding atlas on his head. He's a Greek demigod. He's a Greek god or goddesses, Hercules. So very. But you see Krishna. Krishna is not a big muscle man bearing this big universe on his head. No, Krishna is doing nothing. He's just playing his flute. He's wandering in the grooves with Radharani. And as though, he's not God. As though, he looks like, such a tender person, tender in age and in qualification, it looks. That is God. That means he doesn't have to do anything, but still everything is in his control. Parashya Saktir Vividhaya Sriyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. The Upanishads say that Lord is so powerful, he doesn't have to do directly anything himself. Like we are saying, there are 11 Rudras and there are 8 Vasus, Asta Vasu, Asta Dasa, Rudras, Gera. And there are many Akshas and Rakshasas. So there are mountains much more wonderful than Himalayas and all that. This Meru mountain is a golden mountain. It's all gold. That means Krishna is so lavish. Krishna is so opulent. Actually, this whole chapter is called Opulence of the Absolute. So, we all want to develop our abilities. We want some opulence, some influence. If you can please Krishna, even if you get a fraction of mercy, Haribol, Abhyaya. Haribol, local Gandhavati. Matto Abhyaya, Sutilanaka. Anna Abhyaya say. Murali phone you. Nilanu vele. Manifest, eh? Local and the book, there are million of the water. Little bit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Immediately a Murali phone jaya, Kalkai and Murali. Hare Krishna.